The family of Mighty Max Stitch have received some exciting news. The government of Alberta will be covering the cost of Zolgensma, a drug to treat spinal muscular atrophy type 2. Max was diagnosed with SMA type 2 back in November of 2020. In around 3 months, his family had raised $1.3 million for Max's treatment, which was going to cost approximately $3 million out of pocket. His mother, Brierly, says she's having a hard time believing the government will be covering their fees.
This is happening, something we've been fighting like for 3 months so hard, he's actually going to receive it. So it kind of seems surreal for a bit. Been told to me that it's going to happen, but until he's, you know, in that room with the IV in it, it's being administered. I don't know if I'll actually believe that it for sure happens.
SMA is a disease that gets worse as time goes on, with Brierly saying it's crucial that Max receives the treatment as soon as possible.
The motor neurons that like help people walk and swallow and breathe, some of those have already been unfortunately like killed off. But this stops the further progression of it. And we're hopeful. Like we've had medical professionals like look at Max, and they are really hopeful, which is really nice for us to see that, you know, he could potentially could walk. His abilities will be, he'll just be that much stronger. I think that's the biggest hope for us.
While the province will be paying for Max's treatment, the family's putting the money they'd already raised to good use.
We did have a group of people up here start a nonprofit for families so that they can access equipment or any sort of funds for medication that's not covered, because a lot of things are not covered, unfortunately, by the government. That's our hope, that when we get this all set up, that a lot of the funds will go in there. And then, you know, if families need help, you know, down the road, then it's there and it's available for them. Because most people have actually said to us, like, no, we don't want our money back. Like, this is to go to Max or to other kids that need it.
Max was tested for antibodies last Tuesday, a prerequisite for him receiving Zolgensma. The tests are then sent off to a lab in the Netherlands with a 2-week time frame for them to get the results and the drug to be administered. His mother says they've prepared for Max to get the treatment any day now. Despite their difficult journey, Brierly says that Max's story raised more than just money.
The fundraising raised money, yes, but it raised awareness. And a lot of people who couldn't raise funds just advocated, and they sent letter after letter, email after email to the government. And that really pushed this forward quite quickly. Although for us it doesn't seem quick, it was a very quick process that helped us more than anything. Really, if you can just share it on social media or tell someone about it, talk about it.
According to the Cleveland Clinic, 1 in every 6,000 to 10,000 babies are born with spinal muscular atrophy. I'm Devin Banfield.